Short side left. Yates throws the screen to Short's left side, and he's going to throw it back to the right. And it's caught by Blue. Razzle dazzle. Touchdown, Texans.
Trick plays are cool, are they not? I think everyone can agree on that. We got DP Sidhu, we got Christy Reakin. It's ladies' night here on Texans Extra Point. Ladies' night and me. So yeah.
You can crash our ladies' night.
Oh, hey,
sure.
Thanks. Thanks for coming on the show. Good to see you both. But let's talk about trick plays. It doesn't just come down to that, but we've seen a little bit more offensive creativity, have we not, from Bill O'Brien, George Godsey, and the gang over the last week or so, haven't we?
Yeah, but I think last week it was more out of necessity because they didn't want TJ to have to do too much. And, it worked great. And yeah. It even the way using Cecil the way they did, it also, I think, helped open up the run game, which has been struggling. So I don't know that we'll see as much now that Hoyer's back, but
that's not what people want to hear.
But I like
flea flickers. They want more passes like that.
But I enjoyed watching it. I'm a fan too. I enjoyed watching it like everyone else. I just don't know that we'll see it again.
Yeah, you bring up an excellent point because it was one of those everything but the kitchen sink type of games, which we kind of saw last year when the Texans played the Ravens here, beat them at home with Case Keenum starting.
Yeah, and absolutely. I agree with Christy. With TJ Yates in the game, they want to take a little bit of pressure off of him. But why can't we have a few more trick plays moving forward? I think Bill O'Brien's got more up his sleeve that we're going to see as the season unfolds. But it's obviously trying to catch the opposing teams off guard. And the element of surprise is huge in this game because week to week, these coaches prepare. They watch all the game film. But if you can throw something at them they haven't seen before, that gives you a little bit of an edge, even if it's just for one play or one drive. So I do think we're going to see more. I just don't know if we're going to see as many as we saw against the Jets.
I agree. I think we're going to see it in spots. And it's funny because when Bill O'Brien was first hired, I did a function with him with some season ticket holders. And one of the things I asked him was, hey, I get asked about trick plays all the time from fans. Are we going to see trick plays from you? And he sort of looked at me, cocked his head, and he smiled and had a little twinkle in his eye, and he said, what's a trick play? And he kind of gave it away there that he's got that in his toolbox, quote unquote. But Brian Hoyer, like you mentioned, you're probably not going to go to the trick plays as much because he's having a pretty good season by his standards. He operates and knows this offense better than just about anybody, not named Tom Brady. And he's coming back off of the concussion. What are your expectations for Hoyer tomorrow?
Well, obviously, like you pointed out, the whole playbook will be open again because Yates hadn't been here long enough for him to know everything. So we'll get to see the regular Texans offense. And Hoyer's been running it really well. He hasn't been turning the ball over. He's thrown two touchdown passes, I think, or at least two touchdown passes in four of the last five games. Yeah. He's just really been moving this offense. So I think, I know he had his head injury, but, he had a little bit of rest. Maybe his body's fresher. I think we will see a good Brian Hoyer when we go to the game on Sunday.
What about you, DP?
I do think from weeks 4 through 8, he was starting to hit his stride because he had that continuity. He was getting all the first-team reps in practice. He was starting every game. I think he had 12 touchdowns and 2 interceptions from weeks 4 to 8. So, and one of them was the Hail Mary pass at the end of the first half against Cincinnati. So I don't even know if you would count that as an interception. But it'd be nice to see him continue that. But now the offensive line is healthy, too. So you got to remember that during those weeks 4 through 8, it was a banged-up O-line, and they were still trying to sort things out. It seems like they've solidified a little bit better. So I'd like to see Brian Hoyer go out there with a new and improved O-line and a run game that maybe could put up another 100-plus yard rushing performance.
That's an excellent point. You bring up the new and improved O-line. I'll add on to this. Xavier Suofilo at left guard has helped maul some guys. The last 2 weeks, look at the folks he's been going against. Muhammad Wilkerson against the Jets, and the week before that, that talented front, you can pick about 6 names that he helped out with there. But we're going to get into a little bit more of the matchup tomorrow. But first, John Harris, or Harris, gets you up to date with this fantasy update.
We are approaching playoff time in fantasy football. Of course, every week is playoff time at FanDuel. It's time for your FanDuel formula. And I got 3 value plays for you to add to your waiver wire or to pick up this week when you are playing on FanDuel. But start with the rookie, Thomas Rawls, Seattle running back. This guy is the new beast mode. Now he's facing Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is a pretty good defense, but it's up in Seattle, and this guy has been running people over. I'm telling you right now, it's $6,300. This is excellent value for a guy that will give you a lot of value. Let's go to another rookie, Jamison Crowder. Yeah, little guy, wide receiver, but he's cheap and productive. And facing the New York Giants, yeah, they've given up a lot of points and a lot of yards this year. At $5,400, this might be the best value on the board for Jamison Crowder. And last but not least, Tyler Eifert. tight end, Cincinnati Bengals. The guy is a red zone killer. That means he's scoring points for you. And at $6,200, he's pretty inexpensive against the St. Louis Rams at home. You can bank on a touchdown for Eifert, the Bengal, this week. There you have it. There are your three value plays this week. If you want to join me, HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass. Play FanDuel for me. We'll be right back after this.